Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms chapters 32 to 37, resting and waiting on God alone. We read in Psalms 37 verses 7-9 and verses 34 and 37 like this: Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in the way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. Despite the unfairness of life, King David prays that he will not retaliate against the evil people but rest in the Lord and wait patiently in God, for God will bring justice in the earth in due time. As we wait patiently on God, we should also stop being angry at our current situation, for our anger tends to be vindictive and punitive. On the other hand, God's anger is untainted by self-interest and tempered with mercy. God's wrath can even be His love that brings us to repentance and faith in Him. Romans chapter 12 verses 19 and 21. So how do we rest on the Lord? There are six areas that we can rest upon. Number one, we can rest in the will of God, for whatever He wills for us is for our highest good. Number two, we can rest in the love of God and meditate on the ultimate sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Number three, we can rest in the mercy of God, for it is by His mercies that we are not consumed. Number four, we can rest in the Word of God, for His Word will nourish us and guide us in the path of life. Number five, we can rest in our relationship with God, for He is our Heavenly Father after we receive Him into our lives. And number six, we can rest in the Lord Himself, as He guides us continually through the Holy Spirit who indwells us. How do we wait upon the Lord? There are three ways that we can do that. Number one, we can wait upon the Lord by pouring our heart to God in prayer like Hannah. Number two, we can wait upon the Lord by saturating ourselves in the Holy Scriptures and waiting for His direction like Simeon in the New Testament. And number three, we can wait upon the Lord by keeping serving God faithfully like Anna the prophetess in the New Testament. Every day we have a choice how to live every moment. We can live God's way and enjoy His approval, or we can live in the worldly way and end up in destroying ourselves. When we live God's way by resting and waiting for God alone, we can have peace with God and be in harmony with our surroundings. We will then enjoy God's favor as we live to please Him alone on this earth.